Welcome back to the Radio Thrift Shop. I'm DJ Frederick, and we are exploring library music in this edition. Coming up in a little bit, we're going to hear from Laura Erickson, an episode of For the Birds, which we haven't listened to for a long time on this show. But first, we're going to explore an album by Matt Berry. He's a UK musician. And this is a very, very cool record called Television Themes. He's got some first-class musicians here, but I'll let you judge that for yourself. We're going to hear a few tracks from Television Themes by Matt Berry.
Thank you. kitchen latitude going on. First floor telephones, dense ready-made suits, shirt, socks, tie, hat, underwear and shoes going on. Second floor carpets, travel goods and bedding, material, soft furnishings, restaurant and teams going down.
Ground floor perfumery, stationery and leather goods, wigs and haberdashery, kitchenware and food going up. First floor telephones, gents ready-made suits, shirts, socks, ties, hats, underwear and shoes going up. Second floor carpets, travel goods and bedding, materials of furnishing, restaurant and teas going down.
All right, a little fun there from You and Wardrop, which I found on YouTube. The theme to the BBC sitcom, Are You Being Served? And that's what we heard just before that by Matt Berry and some other selections from his television themes LP. We heard Doctor Who, Top of the Pops, and World in Action. Well, I'm DJ Frederick here in action at the microphone. And, wow, here every Saturday evening on WSCS. Of course, you might be listening on another station, on another device, on another planet, in another part of the world, in another galaxy. I don't know, but thank you for listening. Let's tune in to Laura Erickson for a few minutes with an episode of For the Birds.
On Sunday, May 16th, I was talking to my friend Eric Brunke on the phone and gazing out the window when what to my wondering eyes should appear but a red-headed woodpecker. Lots of male woodpeckers have conspicuous red on their heads, and in the pileated and red-bellied woodpeckers, both male and female have a lot of red on their heads. But in only one woodpecker species do both the adult male and female have a completely red head from the face to the crown and from the throat to the nape, just one solid red head. Luckily, that is the woodpecker named for that feature. The body of the red-headed woodpecker is black and white, with absolutely no spots or speckles or stripes. The bird's entire upper back, most of the tail, and the upper and outer wings are solid black, while the lower back and rump, entire underside, and inner lower quadrant of the wings, where the secondary wing feathers are purest white. The white on the wings and rump stand out both when the bird is in flight and when it's perched with the wings closed. So there was no mistaking this bird. I told Eric, "Gotta go, red-headed woodpecker," and hung up. I ran for my camera and charged outside, but the bird kept its distance. I saw it a few more times that day and got a few photos, but never any close-ups. The red-headed woodpecker was the very first woodpecker I ever saw, number 20 on my life list when I saw my first near Baker Woodlot at Michigan State on May 3, 1975. And I saw them a lot in both East Lansing and then in Madison, Wisconsin. They were quite common in the Midwest in the 70s, so I'm afraid I took them for granted. But the population has always fluctuated dramatically. Historically, redheads profited mightily from both chestnut blight and Dutch elm disease, feasting on the insects that in turn were feasting on the dead and dying trees, and the redheaded woodpeckers also used the dead trees for nesting. But even in the 1970s, red-headed woodpeckers faced plenty of problems. They fly between stands of trees in a swooping flight pretty much precisely at windshield height. Car collisions certainly contributed to their decline. Thanks to their abundance, their dramatic plumage, and the magnitude of that problem, I recognized a lot of their mangled bodies on roadsides during the 70s, and less so during the 80s, as there were fewer left to be killed. European starlings have also posed a serious problem, aggressively appropriating their nest cavities. Over their entire range since 1970, the cumulative decline of red-headed woodpeckers has been about 67%. In some parts of their range, the decline has been fairly small, and in parts of the East and the Plains, they've actually increased. But their losses have been scary in the upper Midwest, most especially in Minnesota. Since 1967, Minnesota's population has suffered an annual decline of over 6%, representing a cumulative loss of 95% since the Breeding Bird Survey began. The authors of Minnesota's superb Breeding Bird Atlas conclude that red-headed woodpecker habitat loss is probably the root of their problems here, noting that the oak savanna habitat, where they're most found in Minnesota, is located in the deciduous forest belt extending from the southeastern part of the state to the Park Rapids area, precisely where the human population is densest. And the problem is growing as communities outside the Twin Cities continue to grow and expand outwards. In one subsection, the oak savannas that comprised 54% of the region's habitat in the 1890s were reduced by 1990 to less than 1%. My red-headed woodpecker never came close enough for great photos and had vanished by the next day, as many outliers during migration do. With the heavy clay soil of my neighborhood, oak trees just are not part of the local habitat, so I feel very lucky that it stopped for a short while and allowed me to take a photo, even a distant, highly cropped one, as a memento of its wonderful visit. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.
Even the birds listen to Radio Thrift Shop.
Who listens to radio? That go where you go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight, and in the morning with your toast and mama lady-o. Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring or fall. Who listens to radio? Only 150 million. 150 million people.
Yeah, I know this is the library music edition of the Radio Thrift Shop, but sometimes it's fun to shift gears just a little midstream.
Fire on the mountain.
A band called Jugs with, of course, Fire on the Mountain. All right, that is going to wrap up this edition of the Radio Thrift Shop. I'm DJ Frederick, the proprietor or curator, maybe the great curator. All of the shows are archived at radio4all.net. That's radio, the number 4all.net. And you can reach me by email at freeradioskybird@icloud.com. Wishing you many blessings. Thanks for listening. I'll be back next week with another theme, or at least another journey through the musical archives. You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop with DJ Frederick. Community radio for crate diggers, dusty groovers, and the musically adventurous. That means you. Welcome back to the Radio Thrift Shop. Trey Allais with the Funky Flute. And before that, the Jamaica Corporation with a cover of Jonathan Richman's Egyptian Reggae. This is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop on WSCS 90.9 FM in New London and online at classicalwscs.org.
Exploring science in the sea. Padre Island is perhaps best known for its visitors, spring breakers in March and April, endangered sea turtles during summer, and migrating birds in the winter. And there's plenty of room for them, because Padre is the longest barrier island in the world. Barrier islands form as waves and currents drive sand from the ocean floor toward land. Eventually, enough sand piles up to rise above the water. Such islands protect the coastline from tropical storms and other threats. Most barrier islands are long and skinny, including Padre Island. It stretches 113 miles along the Texas coast, from Corpus Christi to near the Rio Grande River. At its widest, though, it's only about 3 miles across. It separates the Gulf of Mexico from Laguna Madre, a super salty lagoon. Padre Island probably rose above the water at least 3,000 years ago. Today, its dunes reach heights of 25 feet or more. Plants have taken root on many of the dunes, holding them in place. The middle portion of the island is a national seashore, which protects both the island and its life, native and visitors alike. The list of creatures includes about 60 species of butterflies, about 400 species of both birds and plants, and 5 species of sea turtles. The endangered Kemp's Ridley is the most famous sea turtle. Dozens of females have been brought to the island to nest. The nests and hatchlings are protected until the youngsters can head out to sea, hopefully to visit Padre Island once again in the years ahead. Science in the Sea is a production of the University of Texas Marine Science Institute at Port Aransas. I'm Holly Brawley.
You're tuned to the homegrown radio magic of Radio Thrift Shop. I'm DJ Frederick. Thank you.
forsaken.
A beautiful set rounded out by Roscoe Weathers and Poem for Anna. Before that, we heard the Smith Glamon Quartet with, it's the Quintet with the September song. Toots Thielman with Bluesette. And we heard something just released in 2021 by Amanda Whiting, her version of Caravan. All right, this is DJ Frederick. Thank you for listening. I hope you've enjoyed this trip up and down the dusty aisles of music from the past century of recorded sound. It's a little bit of a smorgasbord, a buffet. You never know quite what to expect at the Radio Thrift Shop, except to expect the unexpected. Nah, that was cliche. And this show is anything but cliche. Thank you for listening, and wishing you many blessings.